Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
You control. And 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. You can call in with whatever is on your mind. And I would like to thank Damon Freeman for being a gold level amplifier with us. That means that Damon is helping to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. And if you'd like to learn more and join him, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And thank you so much to Damon Freeman for being a supporter of ours. I really appreciate that. And with you in the studio tonight on Free Talk Live, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And let's just go straight to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Skeeter in California, correct, Skeeter?
M'ladies, it's your boy, Papa Skeeter.
Oh, that's so gross.
Libertarians criticizing everyone for lack of critical thinking. Now I've seen it all. Hey, Bonnie, you know a good class to take in college? It's called economics. You might learn.
That would be pretty much a waste of my time to learn
about Keynesian economics. Sick burn.
Yeah.
You might actually learn something.
No, I actually have been thinking that it would be fun to go learn something, but really I don't want to go learn economics considering I know a lot about Keynesian versus Austrian economics, and I just don't want to go get indoctrinated. I want to learn like physics,
Bonnie.
Like something that's like, oh, they can't possibly be lying to me. Hopefully.
They probably could.
You don't want to go into physics, Bonnie. You trust me. There's other schools other than Austrian and Keynesian. You know that, right?
I do know that, but I also just know that, like, there are basically those two types that kind of rule the world. Like, people talking in the media are going to be talking in Keynesian almost exclusively.
Skeeter, what kind of economic theory do you subscribe to?
He made his own.
I adopted the classical school.
Oh, I thought you said that you made your own last time you were on with Mark.
Yeah, I did. Well, but it builds off the a lot of the early work of the classical school. That's the two major schools there are. There's the mainstream economics.
This is what I meant to say. I didn't mean to say that Austrian actually rules the world. It's Keynesian that rules the world, mostly in the way that the governments run things and the media. And then it's Austrian that I'm interested in. And I really don't need to go to school to learn any more about that. I basically studied it for a long time. I get the basics. I'm not going to go do a job involving it, so why would I want to keep learning it over and over again? It's kind of going to be boring. I'm interested in just other things. I don't want to sit, like, what do you want me to do? Go learn classical economics so I can argue with you on Free Talk Live all the time? It's literally boring.
You'd actually understand what I'm saying a lot better. Like, for instance,
no, you just don't answer questions. When I ask you to explain things, you just go like, libertarians are stupid.
Strawmanning me again, Bonnie. Hey, but Nikki, are you pregnant? Are you preggers?
I am. Yep.
Okay, so if you're gonna follow libertarian principle, you can't use a crib.
I don't think that's principle.
What?
So I don't think that's accurate. But I actually am against cribs. So I mean,
okay. And you also, and
I don't think that's a libertarian thing, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Why is that libertarian?
It's just like a prison. This is so funny.
Me and Skeeter are finally agreeing on something because I always call like cribs and pack and plays baby jails.
That's funny. Yeah, I've seen people talking about how if a pack and play is the same thing I'm thinking of, where it's kind of like the cage.
Yeah, basically a cage.
People talk about, oh, did you know it's way more effective if you turn it upside down?
What?
Yeah.
Or the laundry basket. Like you just put a laundry basket over
them. I hope that they're joking.
No, they're not. I was talking to a mom.
Wait, really?
No, yeah. And it's not a joke.
They're like, yeah, because eventually they learn how to climb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're like, you'll get more out of your money. They won't be able to climb out of it. But then it's like, your baby can't see the stuff around.
Those things are not meant to be like entertainment. That's like, oh no, I have to go do something very quickly. I'm going to put my kid in here so they don't get hurt.
Yeah.
That it's just really sad to me to be like, I'm just going to put them underneath the basket or whatever. If people really do that with a laundry basket, that's terrible. But we do have other callers on the line. We have Tim from Florida. Tim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I dialed in to rescue you from that call because even though I'm a big fan of Skeeter, this was his worst call ever.
Oh, yeah. He kept doing the disgusting laugh. I feel like he... I don't know, learned that he can make that disgusting noise and it freaks girls out in like high school or something.
Sounds like a goblin.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he
I think
probably,
he thinks he's a super villain.
Yeah.
Mr. Green Goblin. He thinks he's Green Goblin. But what's on your mind, Tim?
No, well, that I was going to walk my, dog to the dispensary not the dispensary, but the smoke shop and get some kratom. They actually make these drinks down here. Called M9. I don't know if you got them up there, if they distribute that far, but they're actually produced pretty locally. Mitra 9. Sometimes I get those. But
do they taste good? Because that's the only problem with kratom to me. Like, it doesn't taste good.
Yeah, they do. They do. They're basically carbonated, and they have some different flavors, like watermelon, tropical, blackberry, some other flavors.
That's pretty cool if they can make it taste good. Usually I'm either taking, like, they make these pills of it where you don't have to taste it at all, and that's great. Or, like, a little shot of something where you just taste it for a second and just, like, get it down. Or the tea, if I don't know, I find that the tea's the least effective, and then it takes me, like, oh, I have to drink this hot cup of tea. I don't want to do that in the summer.
What does kratom taste like?
It's very bitter. I definitely would say bitter. Mm. Like, to me, it's not so gross you can't possibly drink it. But I've also had a brand that was like a cheaper, crappier brand that I had to throw away. It was that bad.
Someone told me that it's best if you drink it with like hot chocolate, because something about warming it and something in the chocolate makes it absorb better into your body.
Yeah, I've gotten that on the internet, looking up what will make it absorb better, and also like turmeric and black pepper. I used to make it with black pepper. Anything else in your mind, Tim?
Oh, well, I was just going to say, with the powder, the best luck I've had is with pineapple juice, second to that, orange juice. And
grapefruit juice.
The guys of this. Okay, there you go. So the citrus seems to neutralize, and they actually have a lot of kratom / kava bars around here. And occasionally, doing Instacart, I have delivered, different juices and things to these kratom bars. And anyway... no, I just wanted to call in, say hi. Like I said, I was going to walk my dog to the store, but the other dog wanted to go for a walk, and I can't walk him that far. I'm going to go ahead and drop off the line here because I don't have much more to say.
Well, thank you for the call, Tim. I always like talking about kratom. We also have Creighton in Kentucky on the line. Creighton, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just have to ask Nikki. I totally get the idea that a pack and play shouldn't be used for like more than 15 minutes, just to allow the observing parent to do small tasks like load the dishwasher or something.
Yeah.
But what my question is, if you're opposed to them and their practical use, what's your alternative that you're looking at?
Just watch your kid. I'm a big fan of baby wearing. But to each their own. Like, I'm not going to be like, it's child abuse to use, like they have those other things where it's kind of like a seat and there's like a bunch of toys.
Those are child abuse.
Around the kid.
That's bad for your kid's hips.
Yeah. So that's the hip displacement thing.
Which
I don't know. What are they called? Lori, you know what
I don't know.
A bouncer. Baby chairs. Bouncer.
Oh, yeah, those are bad for your baby's hips?
Yeah,
it always seems like they really like it. They're like,
they do.
I mean, they're babies, though, so they don't really have cognitive skills yet.
Yeah, they like everything.
I've never heard of that. Everything's bad.
But that's the thing. So, like, even, like, something like that, if you were to be like, I just really need to entertain my kids somehow, and I just need to load the dishwasher or whatever, like, I don't think it's necessarily, like, a bad thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't think, like, the exact way you guys are talking about it just wouldn't be that, but, like, hours and hours and, like, not having to take care of it.
So, yeah, exactly. So, I think there's responsible use of pretty much anything. Like, even screen time, like, there could be a responsible use of, you know, short periods of screen time that I don't think would, like, really, really cognitively damage a kid or whatever. I kind of subscribe to more of a Montessori philosophy when it comes to, like, parenting. So that's more baby-proofing an area and letting the child have full range of that entire area. So maybe putting them in a room, maybe even utilizing a baby gate to keep them in that safe area. And every single thing in that room, the baby or the toddler or the child can have access to it safely. So that's kind of more my style. So I don't really, and I'm also pretty minimalistic. So I don't want to have to buy the pack and play and the bouncer. And
I just think
there's
that
a lot
is
of
the
stuff.
Most
you know?
Of it like would turn your house so ugly to have like all these rainbow plastic things in it. And the way you're describing it just sounds more like nice on the brain of the babies and the parents. Like it's stressful when you walk into somebody's house and they have all this baby looking baby crap that's all over the floor. Yeah. Doesn't that just stress you out? Like,
if it's I have just kids like, and it stresses me out.
But my parents had a kid when I was 13 and a kid when I was 16, and that stressed me out. Like the living room always being that like disaster. It would just look so much nicer if kids played with like stuff that's around that made sense to be played with. Cats do it.
yeah, you could give a cat a hair elastic.
Yeah,
and
they won't
like
play with their toys. They will only play with random things. But
one of my friends, she's very minimalistic with her children. She has some books, a couple of toys, but for the most part, she does not have any like children stuff, like any strictly children stuff. And someone made a comment to her, like, "How do you get your kids to play outside? Like, what do your kids do?" And she's like, "They don't have like that's their fun thing. They pick up sticks.
Yeah,
they use their imagination, right. And like those are the toys. They go play with the animals on the farm or whatever. They don't
exactly
have any other option because there is none of those things.
Also, like how many of these parents asking her don't have other kids for them to play with? Because me and my siblings could do anything together, like sitting around just being like, what if like a mushroom came in here and he was talking?
Yeah.
Or like going in the backyard and like picking up acorns and then they have cheese in it and then we're playing Cheese Factory.
Yeah.
I don't know what that acorn cheese is.
Yeah, but like imagination, you know?
Yep. Pretend to play.
Did that answer your question, Creighton? Did you have more for us?
I have a little bit more. I just want to say that my wife and I, we did the baby wearing thing. I had the baby sling and everything. And I can say from personal experience, there is a limit to how much you can do that.
Yeah, I'm sure. You definitely don't want. It's easier, I guess, like newborn.
I was going to say, even when they're really little.
But yeah, once they start to get heavy, it's like, oh boy.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, start getting in the way and stuff.
I saw somebody doing it at Liberty Forum, and it was cute because the baby was just like really happy, strapped to the baby's mom. I just don't know if it was boy or girl. I really hate saying it talking about babies, but it always comes out of my mouth if I don't know if they're a boy or girl. And so the baby was strapped to the baby's mom. And looked really super happy, but I kept thinking, like, she looks relaxed, and that wasn't a newborn baby.
Mm-hmm.
How can that possibly not hurt your back? All Liberty Forum.
Yeah, it definitely...
well, it kind of changes your center of gravity.
Yeah.
Because the baby is on your body, and so, you know, it's not like a backpack that's hanging off you with straps or anything.
And she had her arms, like, free.
Was it, like, one of the wraps?
No, it wasn't a wrap either.
It was like a structured carrier, like a backpack looking one.
It looked like a front-facing backpack.
Yeah,
that was like.
I think the structured carrier, especially for bigger kids, those are really beneficial because they're sturdier, and I think for some people, like it kind of helps mitigate some of like the back pain that you might assume that people would have baby carrying larger children. But I'm in a baby carrying group, I guess, where people will do like fit checks to make sure there's no hip displacement or anything.
Nice.
And someone in the group, I forget the weight, but they were like, oh, what structured carrier is rated for like a 45 plus pound kid. And I wanted to be like, their legs, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old do you have to be 45 pounds? That's almost three of my, that is three of
that's
my dogs.
Like a that's like a toddler.
Yeah. That's like
a big kid.
3-4 years old.
Yeah.
It depends on the kid.
And it depends on the kid, but that's a, they can
My dog is
walk.
15 yeah, pounds. If a baby was 15 pounds, that would get tiring.
That's only, that's.
He like, gets tiring.
That's not that old of a baby.
15.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. 45, I don't know, is a lot.
That's because you're carrying with your arms. You need to strap them to you.
Yeah. I would love that.
Strap coconut to you. Get a structured carrier for coconut.
Well, people will do that with their cats, it. Too. Yeah. And the cats love it. My cat would love that.
Well, thank you for the call, Creighton. I felt like there was something really important I wanted to say about that, but I can't remember now. Oh, yeah. I just think it's like, it's nice that parents are out there actually caring about like not displacing their children's hips. I feel like it's just like people care a lot more about their kids nowadays. And it's like back in the day, people were just like, you know what? I'll do what's easy for me.
Yeah.
If this is the easiest way to carry
I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Those parents, those were my parents, like that generation, the parents of like, oh, we'll smoke in the car. You don't need seatbelts. Just like, everything's fine.
I think there's also so much more of an access to information now.
Yeah.
Where like people didn't know about hip displacement. And like your doctor was telling you. I mean, even now, because like I said, I'm in a lot of different mom groups on Facebook or whatever. And I talk to a lot of people. And some of the stuff doctors will recommend, I'm like, this is not evidence-based. These things that some of these pediatricians are recommending people do in regards to, like, introducing solids, and just sleeping, co-sleeping, all of that sort of, like, everything. The cry it out method, like sleep training.
That sounds like torture.
It is torture.
I think that's really what messed up a lot of people, like, in my mom's generation.
Yes, that's why they all, I don't want to generalize, that's why a lot of the baby boomers and like older Gen X people or pretty much anybody have a lot of like attachment and emotional issues is because of, and it's not even the parents' fault because doctors were telling them to do that. And that's like all people knew. They're like, no, you're going to spoil the baby and all of this ridiculous
crap.
That's
so stupid.
But doctors will even still try to tell people that today. And it's like, okay, read a book. You know what I mean? Like, educate yourself
or just
on
do some critical thinking.
Modern practices. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the like a huge qualm I have with a lot of doctors. It's like you have this like old man doctor who hasn't done any continuing education on these topics since he went to medical school in the 70s. And it's like, I'm sorry, dude, things have changed. And it's like, I'm not even, this isn't some hippy-dippy stuff that I'm just, you're like, oh, yeah, peaceful parenting, whatever. Like, there's actual concrete evidence and data to back up these things. You know, like, people aren't just making this up. Like, actual psychologists and doctors are researching these topics. Like, this is actual evidence-based, like, theories.
One thing that you kind of touched on there that's been a topic I think about a lot recently is just like the idea that people think that anything like nice is bad for you. Like, oh, you're going to spoil the baby by loving them too much.
Isn't that so sad?
It's like permeating. It has permeated a huge part of our society. And I notice it in lots of different things, like lots of people thinking like so many things that are good for you. And the thing is, like, we would probably disagree if we're talking about different like specific ingredients. It's just like so many things that make people happy, people just think is like outright bad.
Yeah.
Like just like being quote unquote like lazy sometimes. Like I feel like Ian, I am not saying it's necessarily like a bad thing because he's so productive and it's like his happy place to be working and stuff. Sometimes I feel like you must have been taught that like ever stopping working is like bad, like a really bad thing. And obviously you don't want to be like a leech on society. I'm not even saying that, but like some people can't relax.
Yeah. How do I rest more productively?
Well, and that's the thing too. And like, I kind of have that where I feel like if I were to like have a day where I'm not what I think is productive, I feel incredibly guilty
about
it.
I do, too.
Yeah, me too.
And that's why I've been thinking about that kind of thing a lot more recently.
It's important to, like, not do something for a day or whatever. Or you know what I mean? Like, whatever your version of rest and relaxation looks like. I think that's super important to be able to incorporate that into your life.
Mm-hmm. And I really think, like, older generations were taught that is bad. Well, it doesn't even have to be like rest. I wish I could think of other examples, just like just never eating sugar. Like, so many people just talk about sugar like it's like it is poison in and of itself. It's like everything is, it's like the poison's in the dose of almost everything.
Yeah.
Like, never eating sugar, it's like that sounds so like an unhappy life. I'd rather be happy.
Yeah. Well, and they replace them with other sugars.
Oh, yeah.
Which is silly. Like, oh, I'm not going to eat any sugar, but I'll eat mountains of maple syrup. Like, it's still sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so stupid.
I will say, though, if I eat cane sugar, I break out really bad. Like, I'm breaking out really bad because I thought I could eat, like, bread and sugar, and I really can't.
I
can eat
seed oil.
As much maple syrup and honey and fruit as I want. And my skin still looks good. So, that for me... I mean, people can do whatever they want. Having acne is like one of my top priorities.
I just think it's funny that people actually sometimes don't think that maple syrup is sugar.
Yeah, it totally
They definitely affect your body differently because they're different chemical compounds.
Yeah, but like I'm not going like, to chug a whole thing of maple syrup and be like, I'm healthy.
Right, yeah, that's
what
they do.
It's like moderation, yeah.
I was talking about the people who just don't even think that they can eat maple syrup. It's just bad because it's sugar. It's
okay. So, like, that is ridiculous.
Your brain needs sugar to survive.
Yeah.
That's so sad to not eat maple syrup.
And everybody who I say that to, that your brain needs sugar to survive, they say, oh, well, your body will make other things into sugar, which is true, but it's actually not your body's preferred method.
Right.
And that's why it's stressful to the body. It's stressful to the body to go through a whole process and make things it would have used for other purposes into sugar.
And it's not as... it's not as effective. It's, you know, it's just not very efficient.
Yeah.
Like, you can get, what is it that you can turn into B12? Is it flax?
Oh, I don't know.
Or vitamin D?
Or into omega-3s, sorry, is what I was thinking of. Flax or whatever, you can turn it into omega-3s because it, like, has a
It's like reaction. The vegan alternative or whatever.
But it's not as good. Like, it doesn't work as well in your body as animal omega.
So, and that's the thing, too, with, like, things like iron.
Mm-hmm.
So plant-based iron sources can't, for some people, like, just literally cannot be absorbed into the body. Mm-hmm. So you're actually excreting a lot of those nutrients because your body just doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Whereas animal-based iron sources,
and even worse,
your body knows exactly what to do with it instantly.
And the amount.
Even worse than excreting the iron is your body putting it into your tissues.
Yeah, so that's the other thing where the body can't process it and then it just stores it. So then you're at the same time iron deficient and iron toxic.
But your doctor is going to be like, you need to take iron because it's not in your blood. It's not in your blood because it's in your tissue.
Yeah.
And you're just going to get, it's toxic.
A lot of the things that have like plant-based iron, like spinach and stuff, have oxalates too. And then you're overloading on oxalates to try to get the amount of iron that you need. And then you're getting kidney stones and all kinds of other damage to your body.
That's something I found that I literally just don't need in my diet and can live without it is like non-fermented, any kind of, I forget the word, cruciferous vegetable?
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Cruciferous, yeah.
603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere. It's 603-283-6160.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. A Texas immigration law which allows local police to arrest individuals suspected of illegally crossing the border is once again on hold. A federal appeals court is currently reviewing arguments following a late Tuesday night vote by a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel against a prior ruling that it enforced the law. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he had a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. The Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister. Gas costs are climbing, now averaging $3.51 per gallon nationwide, according to AAA. Tuesday, pump prices stood at $3.48. California drivers have the steepest prices, averaging $4.93 per gallon. The most affordable gas is in Mississippi. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the number you can call to get in on the conversation with us on this last segment of Free Talk Live tonight. 603-283-6160, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there is no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And let's go into the phones. We have Alu from here in New Hampshire. Alu, what's on your mind?
Hi, guys. A few things. I want to say how much I love Liberty at Night with Nate and Chuck.
Nice.
They're awesome.
That's our show that plays on Free Talk Live, the Free Talk Live network now on Tuesdays, for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah, it's become one of my favorite podcasts, and they're, like, the funniest people.
Yeah.
And I consider myself and our podcast kind of funny, but they're, like, so funny. I'm, like, laughing half the time throughout the whole podcast. It's awesome.
I wonder how I could get on an interview or something.
I would love to get in touch with them.
Is that the Good Morning Liberty people?
Yep.
I've listened to their like original podcast before, and you're right, they are very funny.
They seem like they're actual best friends, and they have
good
chemistry.
Yeah, they're like cool, like genuine cool people. I like that.
Yeah, so I would love to get in touch with them somehow. It would be incredible to be on their show sometime.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. I could get you in touch with them.
That would be awesome. Okay. My next complaint is that I think you are doing the Dash live read ad like twice. I think Ian does it, and then, well, Ian Freeman's recording, and then you come back, and sometimes they'll do it also.
Oh, well, that's the thing. The radio stations aren't getting our ads, so we have to read it as a live read.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay. My other complaint is about Nate and Chuck, and they don't know how to pronounce Chaya's name. Chaya Rachik is pronounced Chaya.
I don't know who that is or how to pronounce it either.
Lips of TikTok?
Oh, that person. I didn't even know that person had a name that was public, you know.
Yeah, anonymous.
He was my neighbor. He lives in Brooklyn.
Whoa. That's crazy.
And her name is pronounced Chaya, so you got to say the Ches. So people call her Chaya or Kaya.
Oh, no, I don't even know how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Is it C-H?
Yeah, I'll tell you offline how to pronounce it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's Hebrew. It's Hebrew with a chet, but in English we write with a C-H usually, Chaya.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a pretty name, but I wouldn't have known either. I would have thought it was Kaya.
Yeah, the other complaint is that not everyone in the world listens to the Liberty Block podcast yet. And I've heard that anyone who doesn't listen to it is not a real libertarian.
Where can they go to find it?
That's what I heard, too.
Yeah, it's on all the podcast apps and Rumble and Facebook and Odyssey.
The Liberty Block podcast, is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's the block. Just the Liberty Block.
And that's you and your dad, correct? Or is it you and whoever at the time?
We have 3, 4, 5, 6 regular co-hosts. It's once a week, the show, like an hour and a half. My dad is the main host. We have a bunch of co-hosts who are brilliant attorneys, some like PhD, DOD contractors who give really good insight. We have our foreign correspondent from Ukraine come in once in a while. So last week he came in with a report from Ukraine, which was awesome. He told us what was going on. So we have a bunch of, correspondents doing awesome news, and we get to the debates and stuff. So it's...
And Alu's dad, if you haven't met him, is really cool and like such a sweet and funny person. So he's a good person to listen to on his podcast.
Yeah, thank you. So people are welcome to come in and debate us and stuff. Like, my dad and the others are all pretty conservatarian. Some are more libertarian on some issues, and they all disagree on a bunch of issues. But they always love debate from everyone. So they'll have anyone on the show and debate anything.
That's great. That's always better than echo chambers.
Yeah.
That's one thing I like about the open phones on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I mean, we all love debating. Me and my father and my little brother were all debating very vigorously just before the show this evening. For a while, all yelling at each other in a three-way phone call, so that was awesome.
I bet that broke the sound barrier.
Yeah, that wasn't even, like, for the podcast or anything. That was just,
just yelling at each other. We were debating laws, and we were all debating. We all really agreed that judges and the government's corrupt. But we all disagreed a tiny bit on a few tiny points, and that's why we all yelled at each other.
And then you became enemies for life?
Yes, me and my father and little brother are now enemies for life.
Yep, no more Thanksgiving. Sorry.
Did you have anything else for us today, Alu?
No, I think that's all. Check out libertybox.com and all the books and everything, and thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, in case anybody didn't know who listens to the show, Alu's a regular caller. He does have books he's written. My personal favorite one is... oh, man, I forgot what it's called. I was going to say due process, so I messed myself up. It's presumed guilty. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's
a good one. Yeah.
Okay, so next caller is an unscreened caller. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's Tom, and I was just thinking that...
Tom in New Hampshire.
There's politicians who are complaining that Joe Biden...
Can you back off the phone? I'm not trying to be mean, but like you're making the phones clip. You're screaming into the phone. You might be too close to it physically.
Yeah, well, it's about the Republicans, the Trump Republicans are criticizing Joe Biden for a crisis at the border. Too many of God's children are moving to the United States of America, which is... supposed to be the land of the free, and we can't have that because they were born outside certain lines on the map. And it dawns on me that with the government at all levels manipulating economic activity from A to Z, from agricultural subsidies to zoning restrictions, vote for me and I'll stop them from opening that factory in quote, your, unquote, neighborhood that would put 1,000 people to work. We can't have all these working people transiting all along a public way to get to and from work. Can't have that happen. You know, it's open corruption, buying votes by trampling other people's rights and buying votes with stolen money.
I also really hate that idea that people think that there shouldn't be, like, you've called in before and you said that there are people that complain that there shouldn't be cars driving loudly past your house in your neighborhood. Just stuff like that. Like, you should pay more attention when you're buying a house. You should also be able to mitigate things like people making noises. It's like, whenever I hear birds chirping outside my window, that is absolutely, like, I cannot sleep when that's happening. So you know what I do? I turn on a fan noise and then I sleep like a baby. Like, it's like you should be able to take care of yourself as an adult. But there are people who think, oh, there shouldn't be people allowed to make a factory near my house and work there. That would be too noisy near my house and stuff like that. And it's just like, maybe you should, I don't know, have paid attention when you bought the property.
The public way, and you do not have a right to not have people go up and down a public way. We would never catch the people protesting you driving vehicles on a public way. Oh, no, they would never do such a wicked thing. But, it, I mean, it's open corruption from A to Z, where they're manipulating economic activity. They're providing subsidized housing because there's a housing shortage, but the housing shortage is caused by zoning restrictions. And very few people, when they get their paycheck, have anything on the stub says how much the employer has to pay for the health insurance, because it's just the portion, the tip of the iceberg that the employee is paying. And that's just the way Big Pharma prefers it. They prefer that people not know just how expensive health insurance really is. And a lot of people are in the dark about that.
It's also unnaturally made to be extremely expensive. Me and Ian were talking about this just yesterday, how, like, I went to the hospital just to, you know, have an IV in my arm with saline to them to watch me. And then they found out, oh, I was just probably throwing up because of a salad I ate at work. And it was $8,000, allegedly. It's just so stupid. It's all made up. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Lots of stuff, Bonnie. Whoa, it's crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Crazy. It's ridiculous crazy.
What's on your mind, actually?
Lots of stuff, Bonnie. Whoa, crazy.
Well, just name one.
Would you like to try again?
Just name one thing that's on your mind, please.
No, not just one thing. First of all, I got to ask you, did Alu start a snack bar yet?
Hello, snack bar. I think you've said that before, and I don't really. Oh, yeah, it's Alu Akbar. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. It's a snack bar. What is Alu Akbar?
Okay, I think that I get your joke. Alu Akbar is a thing that Muslims say, and his name is Alu.
Oh, yeah, that might have been it. And to help you out with, he was trying to coach you how to pronounce, what is it, Kaya? You just got to do it. You just got to pretend you're a kitty cat, and you got a hairball, and you just do the hairball, and then Kaya. And then that comes out pretty good.
Reminds me of that Jeff Dunham skit where the undead terrorist is, like, coaching people on how to pronounce his name. He goes, Phlegm.
I don't know that one. But, okay, David, do you have anything really good to talk about?
You were talking about serious things like parenting, and mm-hmm. I had something helpful to share, I believe. But first of all, I got to say, I heard you just a minute ago, you were talking about zoning, like somebody should complaining about moving into a neighbor or a factory moving in. What were you saying?
I was just thinking that it is silly that people think they own the land all around their house and not just the land that they own. Like, I can't imagine thinking, like, they shouldn't be allowed to build a factory in my neighborhood because I might hear cars driving by. You have the freedom to move.
Okay, well, I don't agree with you because this is a real example, like, right now. So, like, I live out in nature, and it's like, other than the plane going over, jet, and they got to stop that. No more jets going over, not over my land, anywhere near the land, because it's zoning. But it's like just perfectly quiet, not a sound. Except we had these neighbors moved in, and I would call them white trash neighbors, except they're black, so they're not white trash neighbors. And what they do, and any minute now, they're probably going to fire up their generator because it's off the grid. There's not electricity out here. So they move out off the grid where it's just nothing but nature and it's quiet. And then they think it's okay to, because they don't have electricity because they chose to move off the grid, they think it's okay that when they need electricity, they fire up a generator and everybody within a mile, literally a mile away, you hear this instead of quiet.
What kind of is it?
I mean,
how big of a radius do you think you should be able to control the noise of around your house?
All of it. All the radius.
Why?
Because, I mean, well, first of all, because it's, you know, the concept of rude, right?
That's the thing. Like, I think you should be totally in your right to go talk to these neighbors and try to convince them differently. But ultimately, like, you could leave.
Yeah. So that's all you got to do to get rid of people that you don't like is move into where they are and then do all the things that you know that they hate. And then they have to leave. What do they call that? White flight?
I don't know.
It just sounds stupid. And like an immature way to handle a dispute.
Yeah, it also seems like it just wouldn't affect. It doesn't feel like it would bother me that much.
I did the mature way. I went with the within a couple of days of them moving in. I walked over there and I helped them out with all the stuff that I could see. We're gonna bite them in the rear end, like their solar panels. We're gonna get first. They're gonna get blown off their roof, and then if they're down on the ground, the cows were gonna trample them. And so I helped them out with everything that they need, so they didn't have to learn the hard way. I spent like over 2 hours over there the first day I went over there, showing them all the things that it took me months to figure out, so that they wouldn't get burned. And so, you know, great, you know, all happy times. And then a few days later or whatever, they all of a sudden they fire up this generator. So I'm like, oh no. And so I go over there and I can talk, you know, like Nikki said, the mature way, talk nice to them about, you know, hey, this, can you do this, kind of like this. And so they did a little bit, but not nearly enough. And then they did it for a little while, and then they slacked off, and it got, you know, because, you know, time passes and they probably forgot about it. But I didn't forget about it, because how can you forget about it?
So why do they even need the generator? I know this is like kind of like not really important to the story, but I just need to know why their solar panels don't work.
It is important to the story. I'm glad you asked, because that's actually part of my point. When I explain this to different people, including the county, because the county's got noise regulations and stuff like that. But the way that I explain, they don't need the generator. And when we tried to explain that to them, that if they just buy a few more solar panels, they can do everything they're doing with the generator without the generator. But they just won't do it.
Maybe they don't have enough money.
Maybe if it's super important to you and the neighbors for peace and quiet, maybe you guys could buy them the solar panels, or you guys could buy them a quiet generator.
Yeah.
And then everyone's problem is solved.
We did. The dude that's even closer to them had built, he has a generator too, that he doesn't use it all the time. But first of all, let me answer Nikki's question fully. They use it mainly because they got a big deep freezer, you know, like a 6 foot long, 3 foot wide.
So they're using a lot of power. Yeah.
Yeah, and they got a 50-inch big screen TV on the wall of their 30-foot long camper.
Why would you move to the middle of nowhere to have a giant big screen TV?
That's weird.
That is weird.
Also, like, if you're trying to be off grid, you should be like, you know, understand that those things suck a huge amount of electricity, and you're not going to do very well off grid if you have those, you know.
I can't say that, like, I don't understand David's frustration here. It sounds really annoying, especially when people are just annoying you and then not listening to you, like, kind, you know, if David's side is truly accurate, that he went up to them and kindly asked them certain things, but it's also, it doesn't really seem like there's anything they can do about it now. They didn't think about it ahead of time. It's just like, honestly, to me, I just can't see it possibly being that noisy. Like, it's like, unless they moved in like 20 feet from your house, a generator.
Well, he's also in the desert, right? So there's nothing to really, I could see that the sound could maybe travel.
Yeah, but it's like, how loud can a generator be? Even if you're sitting right next to it, it wouldn't be like the sound of, you know, like a concert. So why is it that big of a deal?
Some of them are pretty loud.
And especially if you're used to like complete silence.
Yeah, but you also kind of just don't have the right
but still
to that complete silence.
And then that's the thing. Like, I totally get his frustrations. That sucks.
That's what I'm saying. But it might be annoying, but it seems like he's overblowing it because he likes to be annoyed.
Yeah, you should take a tip from Bonnie's book and just play the fan sound on your phone or whatever.
Yeah, if anything, that's a white noise already. You have the generator sound getting rid of the stupid bird sounds, which are so much worse. So, Lori, what did you have to tell us about this, another thing that's stupid, this stupid law in Missouri? It's just actually kind of blowing my mind to even think about the idea of this law.
So this is from The Guardian. Missouri law prevents divorce during pregnancy, even in cases of violence.
What? Who is that supposed to be good for?
I don't know.
It's like the baby is going to be affected by stress, yes. But if you're forcing people to stay together, that's stress.
That's literally bad for like all three parties.
Yeah.
Baby, mom, dad.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody. Kids that already exist. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. The statute, which can lead to reproductive coercion in a state that has banned abortion, has recently gained nationwide attention.
That's a good point. A woman can be like, oh, you want to divorce me? Oops, forgot to take my birth control like the last week.
Or the husband can be like, oh, you want to divorce me?
Somebody.
Now you're pregnant.
Yeah, you know? Somebody could fake, or not fake, being pregnant. Maybe.
Oh, maybe
I mean,
fake
you could
it.
Even fake being pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Jeez. Just a few weeks before, you know, and it starts to get really obvious, but still.
I mean, you'd be surprised. There was like a whole drama on the internet of this woman who pretended to be pregnant for like 40 months or something.
What?
her husband was also, just like totally okay with it.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's also a Dr. Phil episode where with these chicks that were like, had like the gestation of an elephant.
Yeah.
And we're like, I'm pregnant. And they're like, yeah, you've been saying that for like 5 years. And we're actually really concerned about your health because like yeah. you do look pregnant.
I was just
but
thinking,
we did like 7 ultrasounds and you're not.
I was just thinking the other day, like, thank God that doesn't happen where people are just like, yeah, I'm just still pregnant. It just like hasn't come. And it's like 2 years later. Like that just doesn't happen. And
I mean,
thank
it kind,
God.
Unfortunately, it does.
It does? Wait, yeah. What?
They get like mummified fetus.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes
so
people are like pregnant.
The baby will die?
Yeah, the baby dies and then like it calcifies in there.
And people won't know? Uh-huh.
I mean, they'll be like, well, I didn't have my baby and like just keep living their lives. It's happened.
Oh.
And then they just have like a mummy baby inside of them.
That's terrifying. Like,
yeah, that's like.
Well, I just went with the baby alive and just being like, I'm not going to come out yet.
And then like chest burst out of you.
Oh my God.
Eventually it would get too big to be in there.
It's terrifying. I guess it would keep growing. But yeah, I'm just glad that that doesn't just happen.
I also am glad that that does not happen.
The gestation does come to an end eventually.
Yeah.
One way or another.
It doesn't feel like it at the end, but it does. So it says, at 6 months pregnant, H decided enough was enough. She had endured years of abuse from her husband and had recently discovered he was also physically violent toward her child.
Oh, no.
She contacted an attorney to help her get a divorce, but she was stopped short. Her lawyer told her that she could not finalize a divorce in Missouri because she was pregnant. I just absolutely felt defeated, she said. H returned to the house that she shared with her abuser, sleeping in the child's room on the floor and continuing to face violence. But, okay, why didn't she just leave?
I was going to say, why would she need official divorce to leave?
Yeah.
That's confusing. But right. Is it because she needs to take the money from him or something? But that'll take a while.
Yeah. On the night before she gave birth, she slept in the most secure room in the house, on the tile floor in the basement with the family's dogs. Oh, maybe so she could force him out of the house?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Under a Missouri statute that has recently gained nationwide attention, every petitioner for divorce is required to disclose their pregnancy status. In practice, experts say those who are pregnant are barred from legally dissolving their marriage. The application of the law is an outright ban, said Daniel Drake, attorney at Parks and Drake, when Drake learned her then husband was having an affair. Her own divorce stalled because she was pregnant. Two other states have similar laws, Texas and Arkansas.
So. Wow, I've never heard anything about that in Texas, but Texas is the 50th in personal freedoms, so it makes sense.
Yeah, Texas is. Did you hear that Pornhub banned Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did not hear that.
So you can't go on Pornhub in Texas now?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember what the reason was. Something they were actually taking a pretty libertarian stance because they said something about like that the Texas legislature is keeping your right from viewing free speech, which they are calling porn.
So they're saying that people in Texas have to verify. Texas is saying you have to verify your age to go on these websites.
Oh, okay.
And so Pornhub is saying that is a violation of your personal information.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to play.
It is. So.
Yeah. It continues to say, it took H 3 months after the birth of her second child to muster the finances and courage to file for divorce again. She believes that she had been, had she been able to obtain a divorce when she first tried, she would have been able to leave an abusive environment many months earlier. The original intent of the statute in Missouri, which originated in 1973, was noble. Ashley Oon, a Democratic representative, said, as it tried to ensure that a mother and her child were provided for by settling custody arrangements and child support after the child's birth. But
it seems so obviously dumb.
Yeah, it doesn't even make any sense. Being married doesn't mean he's going to take care of you.
Yeah.
It means nothing. Like, it literally doesn't mean anything. You're signing a piece of paper saying, you know, we're besties forever. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that it really affords you is medical rights.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only reason I got married is because of medical rights. If something happens, I get first say of what happens, not some doctor who's a stranger.
Exactly. Yeah, I think like actual marriage, especially for like people that are religious, like that has a true, real meaning. Mm-hmm. Legal marriage is just, like you said, it's like, oh, this just makes a few things easier. So that's, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. It just makes things easier and safer for someone in an emergency, a medical emergency.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we would have just stayed together forever without that document.
Exactly.
But in practice, it has created barriers for pregnant people seeking divorce. The precise number of women the current statute affects is unknown. No entity collects this information. But the problem Synergy Services, a nonprofit that provides supportive services to people experiencing violence in the greater Kansas City, said they regularly receive requests for support from pregnant women unable to divorce abusive husbands because of the law.
It's not surprising to me that a politician would try to make their law sound like they made it for, you know, a noble cause, as she put it. I almost don't believe her that she actually believes that, because, of course, a politician's going to say, oh, I put this in for a noble cause, and I was trying to help women. Why specifically just women? Why not, like, the women and the men? Like, you know, it's just kind of, like, a weird thing, and I feel like that's just some political lingo going on there. She wants to make herself look good and seem useful, even though politicians are completely useless. They're the parasite class of the useful people in the world. It's been Free Talk Live. You can learn more at freetalklive.com, and we'll be back on tomorrow. Peace.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.